Welcome to Throughout All Ages 1530 Apologetics, where the conversation always gives you a foundation that is built on biblical principles, so you can intellectually and critically learn to weigh out decisions about life with truth, facts, contradictions, and the reality we live in, and history. Host Joe Gaona covers topics like apologetics, worldviews, contemporary culture, and the Word of God to help you articulate a defense for how you live your Christian life. See how you can get involved in support Throughout All Ages 1530 Apologetics by visiting throughoutallagesministries.com. That's throughoutallagesministries.com. Joe, where is that magnifying glass?
Radio host and co-founder of Throughout All Ages Ministry, Joe Gaona, left to be with the Lord on October 2nd, 2021. Since then, we've been playing special replays of his radio program, his celebration of life, and past interviews. On today's Throughout All Ages Ministry, we're playing an excerpt from an interview with Joe's wife and co-founder of Throughout All Ages Ministry, Stacy Gaona, who is on the Road with Jesus with Rody Fisher.
If we were to want to get a hold of you and replicate what you're doing, or maybe join forces with your team of people, how do we get a hold of you for that for that particular ministry?
Absolutely. You can go to throughoutallagesministries.com, and there's a little area where you can email me. My name is Stacy Gaona, and you can find me all over social media. I am very active on my Facebook page, so you can message me there as well.
Okay, great. Now, what kind of handouts do you use? Say, if we wanted to, you know, approach our children or children in our lives, what kind of handouts do you use to get them familiar with what you're saying?
Yeah, on our website, we have several videos and resources. So and our YouTube actually has the talks that we have done in the public schools. And so I think that is the most effective resources. Another way, let's say you wanted a speaker, we can send speakers to your area.
Oh, great. Okay, super. I'm glad you mentioned that. Okay, so your ministry there is a little bit different now. And I'd like for you to talk about a really tough subject. And I think that there are people out there that are struggling with different things with the same issue, especially after the 2 years of COVID. Tell us a little bit about Joe.
Yeah.
So you were married how many years?
This would have been March 11th, would have been our 28th wedding anniversary. October 2nd, he went home to be with the Lord due to COVID complications. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So give us a little background. You have how many children and how many grandchildren? And I can't believe you have grandchildren, but you do. give us a little background of that.
So when Joe and I got married in March, he had an 11-year-old son. Then I became his mother. He moved in with us when he was 12. And I took him through junior high and high school and then sent him off to be married. And so he has four grandchildren. I have four grandchildren from him. And then when Joe Jr. was 15, we had our first daughter together. That is Faith. And then 2 years later, we had our second daughter, Hope. And Faith has two, a boy and a girl, two little ones. And then Hope, she's just doing her thing. And she's 23. And so it was really amazing how Joe and I could go out and do ministry together and just focus on the things of God, because our children were grown up and they came and visited. We all live in the same area. And so, yeah.
Great. Now, so you said that after all this time, you guys are doing ministry together, raising your children in the admonition of God, and they go out and replicate things that you're doing. leading people to Christ, and you're showing them how to be sharing their own testimony, how to lead other people to the Lord. And I love what you said about giving them, you know, using the tracks from Ray Comfort's ministry, and doing, you know, that test that they do in his ministry. I love it. I love that. Are you a good person?
And then
talk about the Ten Commandments. But I love that one. And then, of course, using the Romans Road. So and it's so important to then share their own testimony as to how they came to know Christ too, because when you get within certain groups, and I'm just going to name them, when you get amongst, say, Jehovah Witnesses, or say Muslims, or say, you know, whatever it is, they like to argue denominational divides or scripture. You know, the Muslims would like to say that the Bible has changed, and we're not using the same Bible that we used years ago, and things like that. But when you're sharing your testimony as to what God did for you, like the blind man, I gave that example. Everyone in the whole community, that whole town, knew the blind man was blind from birth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he talked about, well, Jesus spat on the ground, made clay and put it on his eyes and told him to go wash in the, you know, in the pool of Siloam. And he says, and now I see. And so he has that testimony, and people are shocked. Like, aren't you the blind man? Aren't you the beggar? You know, yes, that's me. And now I can see. And we have that same testimony when we accept Jesus as our Savior, just as you have. So sharing the gospel along with our good news, our personal good news with Jesus, is so great, because they can't argue.
Absolutely.
With what God did for us.
Yeah. What I learned is going out for years witnessing, I try to, within 3 minutes, build a relationship with this individual. So I come into the natural, how are you? And, you know, being really friendly. But I know I might only have 5 minutes with this individual. So I get into the good person, show them where and they're laughing. They're not offended. So I ask them if they're a good person, and start there. And because there's so many rabbit trails when you're witnessing with someone, they want to go down, but it's like, stay on the track of giving them that gospel message and letting them see that they're separated from God, from their sins. So once I do that, give them the gospel message and let them know that they need to repent and turn from their sins, then at that point, we can jump into other religions and my testimony. And like, for instance, one time I was speaking to a Catholic, and she started talking about what she believed. And I said, well, now let me share with you what I believe. And at the end, she had her granddaughter with her, and she's like, I want to serve the God of the Bible. I want to serve Jesus. So there's so many scenarios, but I think when we have that short time on the streets with a stranger, we need to, you know, start with the natural, quickly get into that they're in need of a Savior. And then if they have more time, I definitely get into that testimony or different religions, and why is Christianity the religion that fits in with the Bible and what Jesus has done, the right and only religion.
Right. It's the only way, the only truth, the only life. Okay. So I do want to touch, and I don't mean to, you know, pick a scab here, but
no, not at all.
I do want to touch on
Joe.
It's hard for me to, number one, believe he's gone.
Yes, me too.
But I too belong to that club that you're in. And I didn't want to join that club, but the Lord, you know, took Walt over 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. And he was my previous husband. And the devastation that you feel is even though we walk with Jesus, even though we know where our help comes from, even though we know that Jesus, we're going to see him again, doesn't take away from the fact that we suffer so deeply.
Absolutely.
And we're trying to put on this happy face. So tell us about the things that happened to you and what got you over the hump and still gets you over every hump.
Yeah.
Because for some reason, in the midst of a good day, it can turn quickly.
Absolutely. Yeah, they say, and I definitely agree, this is a brutal event that I had to go down. This road, this journey, it's brutal. I mean, you look at it as, you know, you were one with your husband. And now it's like an amputation. That's the best way to describe it. But we both had COVID, and he started being more effective, affected by these the COVID. And it was so bad that 911 had to be called, and I did not want it to call it. My son came over, and he was put into the ambulance. And as they took off, my son left, and I walked upstairs and standing, and I just paused for a minute and was thinking, oh my goodness, what just happened? And my friend calls it, who lost her husband pretty much the same way. She's like, this is when the rubber meets the road and your faith is tested. At that moment, I walk into my door, I open the screen door, and I look in my house, and I'm like, oh my goodness, what just happened? And I'm like, I am running to Jesus. There is no other answer but Jesus. And it really struck me as all the times I go out in wetness and saying, and I think about this now, how much, you know, life is but a vapor. We're not guaranteed tomorrow. That becomes so real to me because I said it so much, but I never understood it like I do now. It has so much weight. So in that moment, I walk into my house and I just fall to my knees and cry out to the Lord. I go through an 8-week journey, and I run to Jesus, and I get prayer meetings online every Mondays. And so we do Zoom meetings for prayer. And then on Fridays, I get a group of people and we pray in front of the church. And I never lost hope that Jesus was going to heal Joe. It just wasn't the way that I wanted him to heal him. And it took me a long time during this journey to say, Lord, your will. But that last day, I knew that it wasn't going to turn out the way I wanted. And God has been my strength, going through such a traumatic time. You're never prepared for such a horrific event like this. But it was pretty amazing. My neighbor, she gave me a mug that says, be still and know that I am God. Well, that was my key verse that God had given me every time I went through a trial. When I had my first daughter, I went through a dramatic time with her. And that verse was given to me. And then again, when my girls were in their teen years. So I knew something was going to happen when she gave. And, you know, I could have been, oh, no, what now, God? But I knew that God was walking this journey with me and carrying me through. And now that it's April 2nd will be 6 months, and I just can't believe it. And I mourn, and I'm in, you know, sometimes I'm like, I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe, you know, the deal was God that he would live old with me and we'd die together. But, you know, this is life, and this is all because of sin. And I realize more than ever, this is not my home. And there's definitely a task that needs to be done. And my assignment is not done yet that God has for me. And I do say, Lord, here I am. Use me how you want. And I want to be an imitator of God and be pleasing to him. And I cling to him more than ever before, because when I had my husband, I could call him up and say, what do I do in this scenario? You know, we a lot of times go to our husbands first. Well, now Jesus is my husband, and I tell him, I want you to go before me every step of the way. And I tell you, when I started a grief share class, going to that and some classes, it's called Widows of Worth and Chino Hills. And there are some in the grief share class, unbelievers are allowed to attend. And some of the things they say, because it's not just it's a Christian resource, but that doesn't mean all Christians attend. And to see their pain without serving or having Jesus as their savior, I could not do this without Jesus. I could see the pain and agony of no hope. We have hope. And one day I will be with my husband in heaven, and I have the hope of heaven and Jesus bringing me home to him one day. And so it becomes such an opportunity to proclaim Jesus. And when they say things that are biblical, it's like, I talk to my husband every day, and I have to be very gentle because they're struggling, but I tell them what I do. Well, I pray to Jesus every day, and I tell Jesus, if you can, tell my husband I miss him today. And I even tell God, I say, God, you know, my husband wouldn't really approve of this, but you know better. So, you know, I'm very transparent with God and with others. If they ask me, what am I going through, I want to share this journey with them. And it has been brutal. And there are some days after 6 months that are okay. But you know what? I'm just in a whole different area. Am I a new person? Those are the questions I ask myself. And it has been a journey that I would ask no one, you know, no one would go down, but it seems like all of us will eventually. And I say, cling to Jesus, go to him. And the pain that is there, it's still there, but at least I can go to Jesus and let him know. And he comforts. And how do you have pain at the same time of having this peace? Well, because if Jesus is real and he is the God of comfort, and you know what? He doesn't wish any would perish and that all would come to repentance. And that's that's why we're here, to tell others about him. It's so important that, you know, that we do not die without knowing who Jesus is and having that opportunity. We have to remember, we're just the messenger. Jesus does the saving. So,
yeah, it's true. That's so true. So you do have these two groups that you meet with. Now, this group that you meet with, this grief group that you meet with, is that a weekly thing?
It is. And they go through a series. It's a grief share. They have a book. And we go through, I think it's like 13 to 14 lessons. Mm-hmm. And you could go to actually griefshare.com and put in your zip code and find a class near you. The class seems very, it points you to Jesus. It shows us where our state is, separated from God. So I really liked it. And when I got involved, I was more in the holidays, like November and then December. So they gave a book out, Surviving the Holidays. And that was really helpful on to how to plan ahead. That was extremely helpful to say, wow, I didn't catch me off guard, because going to this class, it prepared me, and God did surround me. You know, you enter into this club that no one wants to be a part of. But when I came into this club, I was surrounded with those who were already ready to welcome me, that were experiencing the same hurt. So when I had those woulda, shoulda, couldas, there was comfort there to know there's nothing I could have done. And, you know, God in Job, it says that God numbers our days, not a day sooner. And so God is the author of life and death. So there is nothing, because you really think, oh, should I have done this? Should I have done that? But through Joe's death, even though I did not approve of his death, we were able to treat so many people and point them in the right direction to be helped through the sickness of that was going around. And so, I mean, a handful of people, family members, friends in our area and our community. And I would tell you it's over 10 people that we were able to get the correct medication for them. And it has been a blessing to see that because they were very important people in my life. So,
anyway. So this group, you can go where to get the information?
Yes. So you go to griefshare.com, I believe, .org, but griefshare.com, and then you scroll down and it just says put in your zip code, and there will be a list of griefshare classes. They even have Widows of Worth. Sometimes they have special ones, and it will have every one of those groups as you scroll down, every one of those groups in your area, starting from the closest to your home or your zip code and further out. And they have the days of the weeks. And when I first looked, there weren't many, but now there's a lot going on right now.
Now you're talking about Grief Share, but what about Widows of Worth?
Yeah.
Is there just that one club?
Yeah, so they actually have Widows. So they have Widows of Worth. It's once a month at over there in Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills. And that's once a month, I think every second Friday of the month. And that is on their website, or you can call Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, and they'll provide more information. I personally was invited. I met a girl, her name is Diane, and I met her in 2019 at an Ambassadors Academy. We were both leaders for Ray Comfort. And then in 2020, she lost her husband very suddenly. She knew he was sick, and 30 days later, he went home to be with the Lord. And then 2021, I lost my husband, and she embraced me right away and said, call me, and got me connected. She's one of the leaders over there at the Widows of Worth. They do have a grief share class out there, but it's a different name, and I can't remember that name. So
they can just call Calvary Chapel Chino Hills and get that information.
Yes, absolutely.
But I love the fact that I know about Widows of Worth as well. And it is, you're right, it is the second Friday of every month at 7 o'clock. And I would get there early because it's getting crowded. It's a big group there. And there's such great women too. And it's very specific because some of the groups that you can get joined to help you grieve are, you know, men and women or whatever. But this is specifically women who have lost their husbands. And so you can really kind of relate to all the people that are there. If you out there are listening and you've lost your spouse, I would encourage you to go to Grief Share and see, find a group very close to where your zip code is. Or if you live in the Southern California area, it's not too far to drive to go to Women's of Worth, Women of Worth. There at Calvary Chapel Chino Hills.
Widows of Worth.
Oh, Widows of Worth.
Yeah.
I said woman, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's great. Now, I also know that you're in, you work for a radio station down
Absolutely.
In San Diego. So why don't we give them a little bit of a plug, too?
Okay. Yeah, definitely. So I'm with Salem Media, Salem Surround. So we have over 101 radio stations all over the U.S. And also, some people do not know this. So you look at The Answer, The Fish, K-Praise, that's us. And so we could run commercial spots. If you're interested in having a program, a radio show host, I'm your person to come to. I could help you in all the markets. And then some people don't know that we are a digital marketing agency, so we can build up your online presence. We have a team of experts that really built up your online presence with PPC, SEO, building your website. We have an overwhelming amount of tactics to bring people and give you a return on investment. So we're your people to help you.
I really want to talk about that too, because there's a sense of urgency that Jesus is coming back soon. Now is the time to get the word out. And getting the word out in that kind of a media – presence. You're AM and FM down in San Diego, and it covers all of San Diego and probably overlaps into the touching states. But it really is the largest Christian radio station format down there, isn't it?
Absolutely. And what people in general are worried about is being, you know, we're dealing with the counterculture and being banned from saying anything that might offend someone. And you don't have to worry about that with us. You can, you know, we have the conservative radio station and then we have the Christian teach and talk. So your voice can be heard. You have that story to share. And we're here to let you be able to grow and convey and share with the audience who is like-minded and wanting to grow from what you have to provide. And so that is very encouraging because I'm like-minded. And so I love what I do. And I love helping other people's businesses grow as well and ministries.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that. And thank you for being on the show. I do want to talk to the listener that's out there right now that some of the stuff that we've been talking about needing a savior, because we are fallen people. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Thank you for joining us today. Call us, or you can call me at 951-817-0094. 951-817-0094. It's a leave-only message line, and you can say, listen, I've accepted Jesus as my Savior. Many of you have done that already, and I'm so grateful. Or you can write me, On the Road with Jesus. Thank you, Stacy, for joining me today on the road with Jesus and sharing your story.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course. Thank you, listeners, for joining us. Join us again on the road with Jesus. We love you.
That's a take. And this has been Throughout All Ages 1530 Apologetics. You can learn more about your host, Joe Gaona, how to support and get involved with 1530 Apologetics by visiting throughoutallagesministries.com. That's throughoutallagesministries.com. 1530 Apologetics is vigorously setting the pace to give easy answers to hard questions in the culture we live in. So be sure to join Joe at this same time next week for more biblical principles to help you intellectually and critically learn to weigh out decisions about life with truth, facts, contradictions, the reality we live in, and history. This has been Throughout All Ages 1530 Apologetics on K-Praise.